Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What advice would you give younger you? 1-800-947-3979. Popular ones that are coming in on the text line. The family you choose may be more important than the family you're born with.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Definitely.
I think that's definitely true.
Do you think you would go deeper or more superficial? Because I was sitting here thinking about it, and while there were a lot of things that I've gone through in my life that some advice may have helped me out, generally speaking, where I'm at now, I'm kind of, you know, yeah, the road could have been different, but I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. So wouldn't a better advice to have been like somewhere in high school or so, go buy all the Apple stock you can ever buy?
Well, yeah, but that's a total cop out. Yeah.
That's like time travel stuff right there.
But yes,
but I think if
even
I went,
if it's just,
but if I was legitimately like, if this were possible, you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice. I think I might do that.
Do you think you'd be more happy if you did that, or if you could somehow tell yourself and yourself would believe it? Hey, you're going to go through some stuff, but in the end, you're going to be pretty happy with how it works out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more valuable than the money. Maybe.
How much
Maybe,
money?
Maybe, but I mean...
I knew Steve and Hot Wings especially.
And how far back are we going?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. if you know, before the iPhones and stuff, when they started doing the iMacs and things started to take off, I mean, I'd have like hundreds of millions of dollars if I had invested what I could back then. Like, you know, so that buys a lot of happiness. I know they say more money, more problems, but I think I'd deal with that.
If
yeah.
I knew and had the experience that I had now and I was going back in time with all of this knowledge, mm-hmm. yes, because I could apply that more money, more problems into the thing I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to manifest that. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have more money and no problems, and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, I think I'd go back to real, real young. So then I could tell my dad, don't invest in club car. Invest in Apple.
Right.
Invest in, you know, whatever, Pokemon. I don't give a damn. Like something that is just going to be so wildly popular. So that way my dad and mom can be rich.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can just piggyback off of that my whole
generational
life.
Wealth.
My whole life.
I mean, it's true. Well, and if
a lot of generational wealth people, second generation and beyond, become pretty giant turds.
Well, they can't. I mean, they certainly can be. But, you know, they'd be forced to believe you if you picked a company that didn't exist yet. Like Apple, they might go, you're crazy, son. But if you said, in the late 90s, there's going to be a company and it's going to be called Amazon.
Then they only sell books.
Whoa.
At first,
it's going to be really stupid.
Buy.
It will not apply to you at all.
Get all the stock you can in that.
Yes.
And you'll have to believe me because it doesn't exist now. It's a figment of the ether.
Even if it does, after it does exist, it's going to be about 12 years before it really starts to be amazing.
I'm telling you.
Just trust me.
It's going to be so great that the CEO is going to get divorced, lose half of his stuff, and still have $250 billion.
And he's going to be able to afford to keep shooting him and his friends into space.
See, now, instead of saying buy stock in Amazon, I'm going to tell myself, go to wherever he lives and find a guy named Jeff Bezos. And become good friends with him and then give him like
start, be a partner.
Start say, you know, talking about, hey, it would be great if we could buy books on the internet. What's the internet? Oh, it's this thing that'll be invented.
Okay. You can't
what
trust
about
that,
this?
Though. I mean, look at what happened to the Winklevoss twins.
What about
true.
This?
Oh, yeah.
Let's say, here's a question, theoretical question, obviously.
Yeah.
Knowing what you know right now.
Yes.
If you could go back with enough money. No more than he had.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do what Bezos did?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, definitely not.
Why not?
I don't have the business acumen.
He probably didn't either. Some people get lucky.
So I would just have to go back.
People who were born on third base and all of a sudden they end up in charge. And you're
stupid. I still think you need to have that special sauce, that special personality type.
I agree, by the way.
Yeah. I couldn't.
No, I think I could find somebody to help me open up something like an Instagram for sure. Because Facebook had just come out, and then I could just say, hey, we could just cut the BS with Facebook. It's going to turn into this clunky wall of people complaining and just allow pictures. We'll call it Instagram. I think I could go back to when Facebook started and people loved it, and I could talk somebody into Instagram. I really do think I could. I don't know how. I don't know where I'd begin. I don't have any app friends or tech buddies or anything like that, but I got a dream, and I'm determined, and I know how much money I can make. I've seen it. I use the app.
App friends and tech buddies.
Yeah, I don't have any of that, but I got an idea, and I'm telling you, it'll take off. Yeah, I'm believing it.
Kelly, let me ask you this question.
That day in my life.
There are a lot of people writing in saying that what you said was the best thing they've heard from anyone in the last two segments.
What do you mean?
What was it?
Put more lotion on and stretch.
Nope.
I don't remember. What did I say?
I'm okay being a turd.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are saying that's brilliant because yeah. if you can accept yourself for what you yeah. are, everything else gets so much easier.
You're telling me I lived all this already? We talked about, you know, being a people pleaser and doing all that. I went to school, I got the jobs, you know, awesome. And now I can go back and be a rich kid. Hell yeah.
What about this? You don't have to care. You don't have to try to get people who are bad people to like you just because you want everyone to like you.
No, that's great advice. I've definitely.
Tell me that next time I'm doing it.
I want everyone to like me. It bothers me when people don't like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
It bums me out.
But it bothers me less now. I mean, it still bothers me, but I don't try to fix it or I don't try to reverse it as much as I used to.
No.
It used to be, I would be, oh, no, this person doesn't like me. Well, what can I do to change that? Maybe I'll talk to them more, or do this or do that. And now it's just like, all right, no problem.
What is the one piece of advice you would give to all of the people who are young? Not specifically to you, so it's more broad.
Oh, travel.
Travel?
Travel.
I would say this.
Travel everywhere.
Or anywhere, for that matter. Yeah, just seeing other things once in a while. You don't even have to travel far. Like, I've been out of the country one time, unless you count Canada, which I don't, because that's basically just like
here. It seems
like
it should count.
Yeah. But not
if you go there.
But not really. I mean,
because of how there's customs
travel
and a border.
Anywhere you want, but don't count this place.
No,
it's stupid.
Well, I'm saying that, but it's basically like going to here because it's not different.
Sure,
like
sure.
Growing up where I did now, like for you in Georgia, if you go to Toronto, it's going to seem quite different.
Yeah.
For me, going from the Detroit area to Toronto, it's like the same city, but a lot cleaner.
Yeah, you're going across
like
a bridge.
Way cleaner. But it's really not. The terrain looks the same, like so it's not that much different. But just going to other places, and like I had a conversation with my son the other day about this. He was like, so where have you lived? And I was like, well, I've lived here and here. And I said, and it's been really cool because you learn about like this, and it kind of gets you, even though most people... We're all basically the same in most places, but there's these little pockets of differences, and it's interesting to find that out, and it allows you to kind of see things from different ways sometimes that maybe you wouldn't have if you just stay in your town all the time.
And yeah, like travel and do like the close travels, but I suggest travel far. I suggest going to a place where you don't speak that language and you do look different, and I suggest that you experience that more than one time in your life if you can. I mean, go somewhere where you don't know a damn thing.
It is
such a free fall. It's such a free fall. And you trust in other people. You're humbled. And you got all the time in the world to do it when you're young.
That's true. Very, very true.
But sometimes you don't have the money to do it when
right.
you're young.
So find a really good credit card and don't be stupid.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979.
Oh, pay attention at your first job when they're talking about investing money and saving money.
Yeah.
Like 401k type stuff.
It's never too early to start saving for retirement.
Mm-hmm. We've all seen those graphs. You'd saved a nickel. Your first job, you'd be a billionaire.
Oh, God, it makes me so sick. All the time I wasted doing that. All right, on the way, the $1,000 Minute of Mayhem. How would you like to play? Hold on, one more. Lee in Tennessee. Chase happiness, not money. That was the one advice I was, I think I would say is you deserve to be happy. Yeah. You have responsibilities and things in your life that you have to accomplish, but in the end, you deserve to be happy. You don't deserve to have to try to live to keep someone else happy or not hurt somebody else's feelings. You can take care of yourself without being a butthole.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And happy is more important than everything else.
Happy wins.
Happy wins. Mike Novak.
Happy wins.
Wins. Best lesson. That is his legacy to us.
It's true.
Our old agent who passed away way too long ago. Well, that got me a little.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.